My name is Craig Reese, and I've been the associate principal second violin of the San Francisco Ballet Orchestra for the past 27 seasons. When I think of Dennis Ticoteau, I think of his telling corny jokes right before you enter the pit for a performance. I think of his great sense of humor, but most of all, I think of him as a consummate musician and a wonderful colleague. Dennis always strived and succeeded in creating a very tight ensemble and bringing out the best sound in the orchestra. Conducting a ballet orchestra is tricky business. Not only do you have all the same concerns of a symphonic orchestra, but every night you have different ballet soloists who want the music played at different tempi. With Dennis, there was never any doubt about the tempo of the music from one number to the next. In fact, sometimes he would give us a little preview of what the tempo was going to be, which would really help. And often at the end of a big ballet variation, especially the male variations, the dancer will do some tremendous leap, and the orchestra has to hit the last note right when the dancer does his final move. And again, with Dennis, there was never a doubt. He would give us a clear, crisp beat, and our last chord would match the dancer's landing perfectly. He was also a great colleague, and one thing I'll never forget is when I first joined the orchestra, we have a tenure process, and it's always nerve-wracking for a new musician to try to make sure they're doing all the right things to secure that tenure. And we had a certain deadline where we get a letter notifying us whether or not we'd receive tenure. And of course, the period just before this is very tense, is because you want to make sure you're doing all the right things. About a month or two before I was to get my official letter, Dennis took me aside before the beginning of a rehearsal. And he said, "I just want to let you know that I think you're doing a terrific job. And I know you won't officially know about your tenure for another couple of months, but I'm going to tell you right now, you don't have anything to worry about. And I want you to just relax and keep on doing exactly what you're doing." And that really meant a lot to me, that he went out of his way to make me feel comfortable and just do my job. He was always a great supporter of the orchestra, and he really laid the foundation for this incredible ensemble that we all enjoy today.